The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
PN app and Sirius XM channel 80 and on your smart speaker. Is Tom Brady the GOAT of GOATs? Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, but first it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So they're going to have one more snap, and that will be all she wrote. He goes to a knee after getting it. How about this? How about this? In a world turned upside down by pandemic, in a year where everything has been different, one thing remains the same. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl champion again for the record-setting seventh time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl 55 champions, led by Tom Brady. Absolutely a player for the ages. We just hit zeros and it's over. The Buccaneers have beaten the defending champion Chiefs 31-9.
That was courtesy Westwood One. In fact, if you look at this year of COVID, and I'm going to get to Tom Brady's accomplishments in a second, but I just want to respond to that idea that, you know, in this crazy upside down year, Tom Brady, who else won this championship this year? LeBron James. Who else? Mookie Betts and the Los Angeles Dodgers. In fact, I think that in this year where everything was upside down and things were so much different, experience was an enormous advantage in all sports. Championships in all sports, experience was an enormous advantage. Think about all the champions. Now, Tom Brady, the likelihood of Mahomes ever catching him as GOAT are slim now. Mahomes would have to beat him in a rematch and wind up, you'd think, with at least, I don't know, four championships at least? And by the way, hope Brady doesn't get to eight to double him. Brady, in the time since I made the Cliff prediction, because no football player, no quarterback ever in the history of football, ever, was worth a damn after the age of 41. And I made the prediction Brady was 39. I gave him 18 months. I thought he could still win a Super Bowl after that, but the way Peyton Manning did. And in fact, I thought the one he won against the Rams was a version of that. Really, the defense carrying him and the running game carrying him. And he had more than Peyton Manning had, but I didn't think he was great anymore. But I was wrong. In fact, he was doing it with really limited offense, with few offensive weapons. But in the time since I made the Cliff prediction, figuring he had two more seasons at the most in him of greatness, he's had a full Hall of Fame career. In those 5 years, in fact, it's probably the apex of his career. In those five seasons, he's been to four Super Bowls and won three. The one he lost, he threw for 500 yards. That was the one he lost. Just amazing. And by the way, think about who we beat on this Super Bowl run. All on the road. A Washington defense that was excellent, although no quarterback to speak of. But then a Drew Brees-led team that beat him twice in the regular season, the second time worse than the first, and was in his division one more games. Tie game going into the fourth quarter. Brady came through, Brees didn't. And then a Green Bay team that he'd beaten in the regular season, nevertheless, was a 13-win team with the MVP playing. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league this year. Brady beat them on the road at Lambeau. And then Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Other than the Super Bowl runs by Eli Manning against Tom Brady, which were even better. I mean, Eli went to Dallas and beat Romo, and one of them went to Atlanta and beat Ryan and Matt Ryan and the other. However, also went to Lambeau both years and beat Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and then beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl both years, including in his undefeated season. But other than the Eli Manning Super Bowl runs, it's the best Super Bowl run of all time. How do you beat Rodgers and Mahomes back to Brees, Rodgers, and Mahomes? Just remarkable. You know, look, did Brady choose very smartly? Of course. He went to a fully loaded team, a team with coaching, great offensive coordinator, great defensive coordinator, very respected head coach, dominant offensive line, as it turned out, dominant defensive front seven, a secondary that was playing lights out, offensive weapons everywhere you look, and then Brady got greedy. Brady got there and was like, okay, I got Evans and Godwin, and I got Brate and O.J. Howard. Remember what a high draft pick O.J. Howard was? I got O.J. Howard. I got all this stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'd like to add the greatest tight end of all time, also one of the greatest wideouts of all time, and also a name brand running back. Let's just go get what's this team missing? Let me see here. We got Godwin and Evans and Brate and O.J. Howard. I think it needs Gronk and A.B., and let's see what Leonard Fournette's up to. I mean, got greedy, but so is LeBron. LeBron's done the exact same thing. Floyd Mayweather knows exactly who to fight and when, right? That's because Brady, like LeBron and Floyd, just knows what he's looking at better than everyone else. And what's amazing is I genuinely believed it was mostly Belichick. I really do. Like, I learned something. I was like, wow, it really wasn't mostly Belichick. I mean, Belichick did a great job coaching 7-9 with very few pieces, and he could go on to coach and win a Super Bowl. But year one, Brady wins the Super Bowl with a new team? With a new team wins the Super Bowl, beating Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes on the road? Well, home for Mahomes, but everyone else on the road. You know, that is, look, you could, you know, I know it's not perfect, but we don't have 1,000 seasons to play with here to get the sample size big enough. Well, what if Brady didn't have the weapons and Belichick did? No, we don't have 1,000 seasons to simulate. So in the real world, this is about as good an experiment as you could ask for. Brady's on a new team, didn't have time to practice, and won the Super Bowl year one. Now, the question I'm hearing a lot of people ask, and that was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, is, should Tom Brady be the number one athlete of all time? All team sports. Should he be ahead of Michael Jordan? The answer is no. Well, is there anything Brady could do to pass Jordan? Probably not. I never got the feeling watching Brady that I was watching the best ever, but more than that, you know, at his height, one of the best ever, but Jordan, I put my eyes on and said, that's the best I've ever seen, and to this day is. But more than that, there's no Eli Manning on Michael Jordan's resume. There's no guy who, with the chips on the line, outperformed Jordan, you know, for the championship. It never happened. Certainly not twice. Jordan, the first time he ever played with another All-Star was Scottie Pippen. It was a pre-prime All-Star, pre-prime Pippen. You could see all the numbers, everything. Pippen got better the next year. But that was the first time he played with an All-Star, took the defending champion Pistons 7 games. Pippen had a migraine in Game 7, scored 2 points in 40 minutes. So he wasn't an All-Star anymore. In other words, Jordan was once again without an All-Star. The only other time he ever, with another All-Star, didn't win the championship in under 7 games, he came back, played 17 games, didn't have his basketball legs yet. In other words, anytime, you gave Michael Jordan, here's an All-Star, MJ, and play a full season. He won the championship in under 7 games. There were no Eli Mannings on the record. And if you were to ask, if you drew a poll of planet Earth and say last possession or ultimate game, game 7, though Jordan didn't have a lot of experience in game 7s, and give the ball to any athlete who ever lived on Earth and put it to a planet Earth vote, I think Jordan would win that in a landslide. Who do you want with the ball in their hands at the end of any game ever? Michael Jordan, right? Who would you take over Jordan? Tell me anyone. You probably wouldn't. But other than Jordan, and if you wanted to rephrase it and say greatest leaders in team sports history, Brady has a damn good case. Who are the candidates? Well, let me start with the least popular one, because at this point it happened a long time ago, and in a sport people don't follow as much anymore. Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra was the Yankees catcher, won 10 World Series championships. Every pitcher who came to the Yankees pitched better because Berra was calling the games and framing the pitches and all that. And Berra was a 3-time MVP and hit cleanup for 10 World Series champions and went to the All-Star game every year. Berra's in the conversation. Bill Russell was in 21 deciding games in his career as an amateur and pro. Was 21-0 in those games. Never lost. He's in the conversation. Tom Brady. He's played in the league 20 years. He's gone to half the Super Bowls in that time. He's won 3/4 of them, give or take, when he got there. He's won 1/3 of all Super Bowls since he entered the league. He won them with 2 different franchises. Now, there's so much to get into. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's hear from the goat's mouth, straight from the goat's mouth. See that? See what I did? Not the horse's mouth. Straight from the goat's mouth. What is his seventh title? By the way, who says Tom Brady's done at seven? He could win another one. What does this seventh title mean to Tom Brady's legacy? What is it, Tom?
Man, we've been grinding pretty hard, so I haven't really had a lot of time to think about all the, you know, things like that. So I'm just blessed, grateful for my teammates, all the people that have supported us all year. You know, it's been a great year.
The guy obviously has leadership skills, also is the kind of guy others want to play with. And he played very well. Like, this wasn't a quarterback the Chiefs could rely on making mistakes to get him back into the game. But I want to talk about that for a second. Then I'm going to take some calls. The Kansas City Chiefs, this is not like revisionist history. I thought this throughout their dominant run. The sloppiest dominant team I've ever seen in football. When they last lost in the playoffs to Tom Brady and the Patriots, Tom Brady threw an interception to end the game. A defensive pre-snap penalty gave Brady the ball back, and Mahomes never touched the ball again. And that's what happened. That's sloppy. That is sloppy. In the AFC Championship game? Then during their Super Bowl run, the Chiefs trailed every opponent by double digits in the playoffs that season. Sloppy. And it was because of some mental errors. And then yesterday, oh my God, they had 120 yards in penalties. Do you understand Patrick Mahomes? I thought he had to be Superman to win the game. Remember, I said the Bucs should be favored, and as it turns out, it was a mismatch on the line of scrimmage. A mismatch. But I thought, okay, Mahomes will come back. The broadcasters thought so too. Oh, Mahomes got him just where he wants him. Believe me, this is going to be close and all that. But do you know that Mahomes did everything he was supposed to do? Understand, Todd Bowles, think about these numbers for a second. Tom Brady was pressured, I think, on four dropbacks. Four dropbacks. The lowest of his career in the Super Bowl. I'm sure one of the lowest of all time in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes was pressured on over 50% of his dropbacks. It's the highest ever in the Super Bowl, 29 out of 56, ever. But he was blitzed, the lowest ever. Under 10% of his dropbacks, he was blitzed. So what does that mean? It means on almost every play, you're running for your life, and because they're never sending an extra guy, no one's open. So no one's open the whole game, and you got to run for your life the whole game. So what did Mahomes do under those circumstances? Well, he hit two receivers in the face in the end zone for 14 points that weren't there because they didn't catch the ball. Tyreek Hill especially was egregious, went through both his hands and hit him in the face in the end zone. Two receivers in the face in the end zone, but the crazy thing was what led up to the play. The Tyreek Hill throw would have been like, oh my God, that's the greatest play. Did you see that from Mahomes had he caught it? But that wasn't even half as good as his next throw, as the later throw. Running for his life, you know, running for his life, backing up, heading for the sideline, extending the play improbably. It looked like he was a dead duck. And then parallel to the ground, getting a pass off that also hits the receiver in the face in the end zone. By the way, that's two. He also, everyone's talking about the pass to Kelsey on third down would have been 16 yards and a first down that hit him in the hands, and Kelsey couldn't hold on to it. He dropped it. That's true. That was a backbreaker. But how about, who did he hit in the hands? Who did he hit in the hands in the end zone and dropped it? Two guys in the face, one guy in the hands in the end zone. People, that's at least 21 points. Not to mention the first down. Now, the game did. He was Superman. He was everything he was supposed to be. His teammates were not. For a guy who got blown out, he was spectacular. That's one of the best you'll ever see a quarterback play in a loss, let alone in a blowout in the Super Bowl. In fact, was Brady better than Mahomes, all things considered, in that game? Mahomes did he did superhuman things. When I think of the best passes I've ever seen thrown, I'm like, way, way up there will be the Mahomes incomplete when he was parallel to the ground. Now, if you don't have an offensive line and they never have to blitz and no one's ever open and your receivers are dropping passes, then things like ticky-tack calls on holding and PI are going to kill you. And they did. You know what it reminded me of? The Giants, exactly 20 years ago, the Giants and the Ravens played a Super Bowl. It's the only Super Bowl I ever wish the Giants never even made because they got so humiliated, just spanked. the Ravens on a short list of greatest defensive teams of all time. It was a really good defensive contest early. The Giants had won 10 games to start that season. They were a very good team. And Jesse Armstead, the linebacker for the Giants, intercepted the ball, ran it 43 yards for a touchdown, and it got called back. And that was backbreaking for the Giants, and it kind of avalanched from there. So the interception by the Honey Badger, which was called back on a ticky-tack holding call, it should not have been a holding call. There was a PI call on an uncatchable ball that shouldn't have been a PI call. And stuff like that, those things would not have changed the outcome of the game. Let me be very clear. The Bucs were going to beat the Chiefs yesterday. Even if those things didn't go against the Chiefs and those receivers caught the ball that Mahomes threw, I still think the Bucs probably beat the Chiefs yesterday anyway, but it's not a blowout. The score of the game makes Mahomes look like he didn't come through. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. There's no one in the history of the game who could have done the things Mahomes did yesterday, including Aaron Rodgers, anybody, Steve Young, anyone. No one in the history of the game could have did the things that Mahomes did yesterday, and he didn't throw a single touchdown, and they lost 31-9. The Giants-Ravens score, by the way, was 34-7, almost the same thing. Let's see. Chuck in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, thanks for taking the call, man.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You always make the point with Jordan's career that the year he retired, when he came back, he was in basketball already.
Yep.
But do you know what he averaged in the playoffs that year?
I don't remember, no.
31-6-5. And next year when he won the title, he averaged 34-4.
Yeah, I mean, 31-6-5, by the way, wasn't enough to overcome he wasn't in basketball shape, really. But they lost to a loaded Magic team that went to the finals. The next year, Shaq and Penny in their prime with Horace Grant and Nick Anderson and everybody, he swept them. They won 60 games. He swept them. And then he went and beat a 64-win Seattle team in the finals in six. Jason in Washington, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, thank you for taking my call. I've always agreed with you on the aspect that Tom Brady is the greatest accomplished quarterback of all time. But my whole aspect of just GOATs in general for any sport is that if you look at their resume, their accomplishments, and you can't really imagine that ever being beaten, or it would take a long time, or it would just take a lot for an individual team to beat it, that's something that you can't really ignore. And the whole aspect of, you'd want Jordan to take that last shot. Well, Tom Brady in football, he can make the last throw, but he's not going to be able to run 45 yards to make that last.
Well, he had Randy Moss streaking down the sideline in the Super Bowl against to save an undefeated season in the Super Bowl against the Giants, and he missed him. I mean, it would have been a Hail Mary, a ridiculous throw, but he missed him. And the Jordan standard is really a standard of near perfection. It's very difficult to catch. But Brady's done an amazing job. And let me say something else. Even though Mahomes makes those, oh my God, did you see those plays? Did you see that kind of plays? And Brady doesn't make those kind of plays. Maybe that's not the most important thing in a quarterback, right? Making quick decisions, getting the ball out on time, on target, throwing receivers open, leading in the locker room, leading outside the locker room, leading by example. All those things make Brady the greatest. And let me say something else. You said like for you can't imagine it being caught him caught for a long time. The GOAT ship has probably sailed. Because Mahomes has now been stopped twice by Brady deep in the playoffs, once in the Super Bowl, when he was in his prime, we're entering it, and Brady is 43 now. So it's going to be tough. Not only would he have to have like a bunch of rings, but then he has got to get Brady back in those situations. But let me say this. It's not impossible. Like if they rematch and Mahomes beats him in a Super Bowl, or Mahomes just goes on to do the same things you can't even imagine now. When LeBron James lost to the Dallas Mavericks, and really choked in four fourth quarters where he abdicated responsibility, didn't want the ball, didn't pass it for the right basketball play, just didn't want didn't want it. I thought the Jordan ship had sailed. And for me, it still has for that reason. But don't tell me LeBron's not in that argument. That debate rages today. It's not impossible to get back into it. But imagine if LeBron had lost to Jordan in that Dallas series, right? Now it's really, really hard. And I'll say this. The greatest baseball player of all time, you can make a point about the color line and all those things, and they could be valid points, but the consensus is still Babe Ruth, and by quite a bit. He hit like Barry Bonds on the juice, and he also pitched like, Oral Hershiser in the playoffs, right? He was both. Tough to beat that. That was in the teens and 20s, 100 years ago. The greatest fighter of all time, pound for pound, Sugar Ray Robinson, 40s and 50s. The greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, 80s and 90s. And it's not like, well, you're just going to say whoever you grew up with is the greatest. No, no. I think the consensus is around those three guys, whether or not it's challenged by other contenders. But one's from 100 years ago, one's from 70 years ago, one's from 30 years ago. We're living through the GOAT in football, most likely. It's unlikely anyone's ever going to catch this. Happens to be today. It's not recency bias. It's just really tough to catch a guy who's played at this level for this long and has seven rings and just be Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP, and Patrick Mahomes, the reigning best player in the world for the Super Bowl on a brand new team, year one. It's hard to catch that. Sports is using it, but hold on. But can Mahomes ever catch it? 888-SAY-ESPN, I'm going to let you weigh in. Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level, like having digital fans in the stands. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. Can Mahomes ever catch Brady? ESPN Radio, Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Well, Tom Brady has fought off Patrick Mahomes and is going to get his 7th Super Bowl victory.
Their defensive line kind of thrives off of being able to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback, and sure enough.
Obviously, we didn't end the season the way we wanted to, and at the end of the day, we have to come into this next year with a blank slate and trying to find a way to get to the Super Bowl again.
That sound was courtesy 1065 The Wolf, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Is it a wrap for Mahomes' chances of being the GOAT? You know, it didn't used to be this way. 3 years into a guy's career, you'd be like, is he the greatest ever? No, never. He has no chance now. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, I said going into the game all week on the radio, the Chiefs should be the underdogs here. Not only was Tampa playing at home, but the Chiefs were missing both offensive tackles and 3 offensive line starters. And they're going up against a ferocious front 7, really, with those linebackers. MVP of the game, everyone's saying, oh, it should be Todd Bowles. But of the players, Tom Brady won it, you could give it to him. You could also give it to Shaquille Barrett. He was in a mismatch, yes, but he took advantage. JPP was good. Everyone was good. Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh were getting the push that you thought they'd get. The guys were rushing off the edges. The linebackers were flying around everywhere. Now, going into the game, I thought that Patrick Mahomes would have to orchestrate an historic comeback to win. And I just thought he'd do it. And I kept saying, what did I keep saying? Does anyone remember? Raj, do you remember what I kept saying? The only reason Kansas City... Raj, my producer in L.A., I'm in New York, this is COVID days. The only reason Kansas City is favored is why? Do you recall?
I remember you saying something about a certain quarterback on a certain team and his heroics that he's pulled off all
right,
his career.
But you're forgetting the phrase I kept turning. Quite a turn of a phrase. That people don't even realize how good they think Mahomes is. If you put any quarterback in the history of football on that team instead of Mahomes, they're the underdogs, including Brady, by the way. If Brady was in Mahomes' shoes, they'd be the underdogs. But everyone just assumed, well, Mahomes will work miracles. And he didn't, right? Mahomes was 4 of 12 passing on third down for 46 yards, no touchdowns and an interception. And for the entire game, he was no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I'm going to talk about that in a second. First, here's Mahomes on what Tampa did to give him trouble.
Not really any. They had a good game plan. They kind of took away our deep stuff. They took away the sidelines, and they did a good job of rallying to the football and making tackles. We weren't executing early. I had a few miscues. We weren't on the same page. But I mean, credit to them, man. They played a heck of a game defensively and offensively and beat us.
Now, Todd Bowles is a great D coordinator, and maybe he should, MVP. I get it. Did he really do anything that profound, though? Like, I'm not taking any credit away from him. I'm just saying. Oh, he didn't blitz. He didn't blitz. He kept everything in front of him. He didn't have to. Let me just repeat. Patrick Mahomes was blitzed on fewer than 10% of his dropbacks. And yet they pressured him over 50% of the dropbacks. That's the highest in Super Bowl history. 29 out of 56 dropbacks pressure. Only 3 sacks. It should have been like 10. Tom Brady was pressured on 4 out of 30 dropbacks. 29 out of 56 for Mahomes. So you don't have to be a genius to take nothing away from Todd Bowles. To not blitz, why would you have to? You're getting pressure more than any quarterback ever faced in Super Bowl history with 4. You're almost never blitzing because you don't have to. You're always getting pressure with 4 because you're going up against backups on the offensive line. Now, he did do, like, you know, he always had those 2 high safeties. No matter whether it was man or zone, whatever they run, it's always 2 safeties deep because they're not going to give anything deep. They're not going to give up anything deep. Well, but why didn't he, you know, why didn't he get the ball out, spread it around to receivers? No one was open. This Tampa defense has been all over everyone, all playoffs. No one was open. And I'll mention, he 3 times threw the ball into the end zone where it twice hit receivers in the face, including Tyreek Hill, and once in the hands, and had 0 points to show for it. That's 21 points that receivers left on the field. Not super, not listen, because they had defenders on them. Again, Mahomes can't do anything about the defenders on these guys in the end zone. But he did place it either in their face or in their hands, and they didn't catch it. Travis Kelce, 3rd down, 16-yard gain, dropped it. It's not like, so I understand, well, he didn't convert on 3rd down. He didn't have throw any touchdowns. He threw those interceptions. He ain't worried about his stats with the interceptions. He's trying to win the game. And he made, like, that was some of the most miraculous quarterback play I've ever seen. Just, you know, you want the receivers to catch everything right. It was such a mismatch at the line of scrimmage. That affected the entire game. When you have a loaded defense, all 3 levels, as the Bucs do, and you're going up against only 2 starters on the offensive line and none of your best players on the offensive line, it's a line of scrimmage mismatch. And on the other side, Brady was totally clean. And it's not that the Chiefs can't get pressure ever. So he has an elite offensive line, top 5 all season. Marpet missed a few games in November. He came back. The left tackle missed a little. He was back. Everyone was playing and playing well. Can Mahomes ever be considered the GOAT? Oh, it's not likely. It's a huge odds to overcome because, you know what Arsenio Hall is going to say in Coming to America Part 3 in the barbershop when someone brings up, but Mahomes had an injured offensive line and he wound up winning 5 Super Bowls and he beat Brady in a real, I don't know about his offensive line. I know he got his butt whooped. You know, like that's what people are going to remember. And Brady's got 7 and counting. I think it's actually pretty good odds given the team he's on, given the way he's playing right now, that in the next, say, let's say he plays another 3 seasons, he wins another one. Yeah, it's pretty good. He's going to wind up with 8 rings. How are you going to catch that? If you are going to catch that, let's say you perform at a higher level at your peak, which I think Mahomes has already done, and you have to win at least 5. That's a lot of Super Bowls to win for Mahomes. Just had an amazing 3-year run. Had one. But even if he did win 5, and he did play at the high, one year he has 60 touchdown passes against 5 interceptions. Because Mahomes might do something like that. Literally. 6,000 yards. Right? Ridiculous steroid baseball type numbers, right? Even if he did something like that, people would be like, yeah, he was 25. Brady was 43. Beat him head to head. Brady beat him head to head. A lot for Mahomes. Not impossible. They can rematch in the Super Bowl, and Mahomes can beat him, and he can win a bunch of Super Bowls. Not impossible, but long odds. Dre in Texas. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, Max? Thank you for taking my call. You know, Max, only thing I want to say, I'm not taking nothing away from what the defense did last night, but I can't stand how they give Brady all the credit. Because, I mean, to me, the defense had everything to do with that victory last night.
One thing I'll say, Dre, I hear what you're saying. One thing I'll say is this. A lot of teams are stacked, and they have good quarterbacks, but the Bucs were in the Super Bowl, and Brady just showed up. That's probably not a coincidence, especially since he had six in New England. And the other thing is, yes, the defense deserves a lot of credit, but you know one of the reasons Mahomes, because I said the Chiefs play sloppy through this whole run last three seasons, double-digit deficits in every playoff game last year, right? One of the reasons Mahomes was able to make those amazing comebacks, including in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, was because he could rely on the other team to make a mistake. Garoppolo misses Emmanuel Sanders, or they don't win that game, right? One thing about Brady is, usually, no one's perfect. Brady ain't going to beat himself. You're going to have to beat Brady. He ain't going to beat himself. And it's a little different playing sloppy and trying to make those comebacks when Brady's the quarterback. He does deserve a lot of credit. Dre, I hear what you're saying. The difference was the line of scrimmage. And if you switched quarterbacks, Brady's on the Chiefs and Mahomes is on the Bucs stomp the Chiefs again, right? The only difference is Brady wouldn't be able to make some of those miracle plays. Okay. But that's not what happened, right? That's just not what happened. Brady was fortunate to be on the team he was on, and the team he was on was fortunate to have him. He was not going to miss Emmanuel Sanders the way Garoppolo did. He was not going to buckle to pressure or make mistakes, and his team won. This is the Max Kellerman Show coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Was someone else the real MVP of the game, though, to Dre's point in Texas? Was it Dre or Trey? I forgot already, Raj. Dre. Okay, Dre's point in Texas. Was someone else the real MVP? Was it not actually Tom Brady? And don't tell me Todd Bowles. I get it. Todd Bowles was great as a coordinator. I mean player. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. No doubt coming up. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. No doubt is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of this.
No doubt.
All right, what do we got, Raj?
All right, Max. Hey, you were there watching the Super Bowl. Did you sit through halftime? Did you? Max enjoyed the halftime show with The Weeknd.
No doubt. Yeah, I did. I did. First of all, The Weeknd is a great name. I don't care what anyone says. Everyone has a positive association with it, and it's original. Yeah. I like it, and you always remember it. Secondly, dude has a good catalog already. Got a lot of good songs. So the main thing about the Super Bowl show, the only thing I didn't love is when they were in their little funhouse mirror place and everyone had the masks on. Everything you could do during a COVID year, we have over 400,000 deaths, people still catching it, being lax about it and everything. I don't know if you needed people bumping into each other in close quarters. I didn't love that, but at least they were wearing masks and stuff. And this, listen, Weeknd makes good music, so you know you heard good songs. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and he had a great mustache, too. Hey, check it out. Take a listen to this, Max.
Mahomes takes the snap. Pressure again comes out in trouble. Oh, he got monstered. The ball came out. It's been recovered by the Chiefs, but Mahomes furiously sacked. Sue's got the scent of Mahomes, and he came with venomous intent.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Liam doing play-by-play. But, hey, credit to 1116 SEN in Australia.
Well,
hey,
you know that's from the other side of the world. 1116. We don't hear numbers like that on the red. What? Credit to 1116 SEN Australia. Okay, good.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, from the Nebula Galaxy, credit to Beta.
Play-by-play sounds better with an accent.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I don't know. I like Facenda and all that stuff, but I'm shocked it does. It sounds good. I don't know if it sounds better, but it sounds good. I like it. I like it with an accent. Yeah, I have to admit it. No doubt.
Save here.
No doubt.
Right. Hey, this one you've answered a little bit earlier, but people want to know, Todd Bowles was the real MVP of Super Bowl, 55?
No, I'm not going to say that. And the reason, I understand why people said it, he was excellent. But on the other hand, if you're going up against a backup offensive line, and you have JPP and Shaq Barrett coming off the edges, you know, whether defensive line or linebacker, and you have Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea in the middle, and you're going against backups, guess what? You never have to blitz. So, which they didn't. Mm-hmm. They blitzed on fewer than 10% of the dropbacks. I think that's the lowest ever in a Super Bowl. And yet, they pressured Mahomes on over 50% of the dropbacks, which is the highest ever in a Super Bowl. So, that means you're always getting pressure, and everyone's always covered because you don't have to send an extra guy. So, like, yes, Bowles, well, they kept it in front of him. He showed discipline and not blitzing, and Bowles usually likes to blitz. But Bowles isn't an idiot. He's smart. So, and, but I'm just saying, it's like that's sort of a zeros. Anyone would make that decision not to blitz given those circumstances. But I do think that someone on the defense could have gotten it. Brady was a fine choice. I probably would have given it to Shaquille Barrett. He was everywhere.
All right.
Yep.
He was. He was all over the place. All right, last one before you get to some cards here. After the loss, Mahomes has no chance of catching Brady for the GOAT.
Nah, son. But in a way, it's semantic, because I'll say this. And I never want to be anti-semantic, Raj. Though I sometimes suspect you are being anti-semantic. No? Okay. No, right. No, not me. But the point is that it's so unlikely. It's long odds. But when LeBron choked it away against Dallas, the odds were long he was ever going to get in the GOAT conversation, and yet here he is. I think Jordan's the GOAT, but there are a lot of people who think LeBron is. Minority still, but a lot of people. Now, the additional hurdle for Mahomes is it's as though LeBron choked against Dallas, but Jordan was on Dallas, right? Like, Jordan was, if he played a 43-year-old Jordan who was on that Dallas team and Jordan gave him the business, then it'd be like, oh, how's LeBron ever going to catch this dude? And it's kind of like that. But listen, both these teams are powerhouses. They can meet in a rematch in the Super Bowl. And what if Mahomes does them in the rematch and then winds up with five Super Bowl championships? Odds are against it, but it's not impossible. So I have to say, nah, son. And there it is. Look, I have a lot of people want to talk about this. I think the people deserve to have their voices heard. By the way, you notice how the Super Bowl, when we were kids, used to stink. It was all one-sided. And then the last 10 or 20 years, it's like, man, these are great games. This one reminded me of an old-school Super Bowl whooping. Giants and Ravens come to mind. A couple calls go the wrong way, and you're like, oh, boy, this is an avalanche on the Giants' head. This is an avalanche on the Chiefs' head. But they weren't going to win anyway. Anyway, is this the Brady, the best team he's ever, the best player ever?
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.